A Wichita driver's been arrested in a crash that killed a passenger. Wichita Eagle reports Sedgwick County jail booking records show that 21-year-old Eric Lane Turner Jr. was taken into custody Saturday. He had a warrant for charges of reckless involuntary manslaughter, failure to stop at the scene of an injury accident, and driving while suspended in the crash that killed 21-year-old Leon Turner. And Ivanka Trump, along with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, headed to the Sunflower State on Thursday. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that being a safe driver can save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive. Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
With the old saying that variety is the spice of life, when it comes to renting aircraft in South Central Kansas, Augusta Flight Center is one spicy place. Augusta Flight Center has a 12-aircraft fleet, including five Cessna 172s, a Cessna 182 High Performance with Garmin 530W, a complex Beech Sierra, and the only light sport and tailwheel aircraft in the area. A large and well-maintained fleet at great hourly rates. Augusta Flight Center, Augusta, Kansas. Kansas State University police arrested a Fort Riley man Sunday morning in an alleged case that took place on campus. Authorities say they arrived on the scene shortly before 3 o'clock Sunday morning and made contact with the victim, who was taken to a local hospital. While officers were in the area, 23-year-old Jason Seifert returned to the scene and was arrested on charges of rape, aggravated battery, and associated charges. Seifert being held in the Riley County Jail on a $100,000 bond. KWCH-TV reports that Army authorities confirmed the fact that Seifert is a corporal assigned to the 1st Infantry Division. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and President Donald Trump's advisor Ivanka Trump are visiting Wichita on Thursday. In addition to the two visiting, the WSU Tech National Center for Aviation Training, stops are also planned for Textron Aviation, where a roundtable discussion will take place. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A former teacher accused of stealing from a show choir that he directed in South Central Nebraska has taken a plea deal. Hall County District Court records show that 47-year-old David Sakchewski pleaded no contest last week to theft and guilty to one count of forgery. Prosecutors dropped five other counts of forgery in return. Sakchewski's sentencing date is set for December 19th. Authorities say he stole over $200,000 from the 14-karat gold show choir at Northwest High School in Grand Island. Officials say nearly three dozen Nebraska National Guardsmen helped search the Lincoln Correctional Center for contraband. Sunday's search was the second time in just over a month that an outside state agency helped the Nebraska Correctional Services Department look for outlawed items, including weapons, drugs, and cell phones. I'm Rick Everett with Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
This is John Sidorik with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
For the best certified seed breed service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. NextEra Energy representatives met with the board to answer questions. They're in the beginning process of contacting landowners regarding a proposed wind farm being considered for the southeast portion of Marshall County. A staff of wind scientists will first do studies to find an appropriate area. They will then connect with local officials as well as landowners. The process typically takes about 18 months. Actual construction will take approximately 6 months. They're anticipating 120 to 130 windmills in the area, again in southeast Marshall County. It's estimated there would be 300 to 350 people in the area for 6 months of construction. Afterward, the possibility of 15 to 20 people remaining permanently for operations and maintenance. One of the key differences with NextEra is they own and operate their own projects. They do not construct the projects and then sell them. They have several subsidiary companies, so landowners may see different names on leases, but these are all subsidiaries of NextEra. There is a good possibility the power could stay local, but no guarantee. Power goes to a grid and then is purchased off the grid. Representatives emphasized one of the advantages is NextEra will build or improve roads and bridges as needed. Public Works advised they had to close another bridge, culvert, over the weekend, this at 6th and Arrowhead Road in Herkimer Township. Agency on Aging Director advised of a $25,000 grant from the Kansas Health Foundation to fund alternative meal choices for the elderly, which will consist of freezer meals for weekends and holidays. They're still working out details, but will likely use the Meals on Wheels delivery to also take freezer meals on Thursday routes for the upcoming weekend or holiday. The grant will pay for supplies, equipment, and $9,000 has been set aside to pay the agency to help offer unreimbursed costs of Meals on Wheels. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and toured the courthouse basement where waterproofing work was recently completed. Nemahal County Commissioners met last Monday and heard from engineers with the Soldier Creek Wind Farm, advising there are 7 or 8 bridges that will need improvements in order to handle the loads coming in during construction. Nancy Gafford with Rural Development Association of Northeast Kansas advised about entities that could possibly help with development of a comprehensive plan for Nemahal County. USD 223 School Board heard from some 50 patrons at the meeting in Lynn last week, urging additional public input and consideration before proceeding with a final decision as to replacing the Lynn School Gymnasium, which has been removed after a tornado damaged the facility earlier this summer. Consensus was to create a committee of 8 to 10 individuals to be led by Lynn Principal Antoinette Root that will consider school and community needs and potential funding options. Insurance proceeds will amount to just under $1.6 million. This was the lower of two contractor estimates, the other coming in at $2.25 million, which is just over the original 2006 bond issue, which included some classroom space in Hanover. A board member commented the new gym at Odell came in around $5 million, financed in part through pipeline proceeds. Additional seating in a larger commons area are top among hopes for a new facility. Potential for a bond issue to fund any overage past the insurance proceeds was outlined, and other ideas were discussed. The Lynn Booster Club presented the possibility of incorporating a shared fitness center and weight room, and some suggested that if a bond issue were used, some funding should be earmarked for education facilities as well as athletics.
Stanley J. Duke Bush, age 68, of Valley City, North Dakota, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away. Graveside and Interment Service, Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, north of Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Stanley Duke Bush. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Tuesday, citrus salmon, baked potato, California blend, a whole wheat roll, and peaches. Wednesday, barbecue meatballs, seasoned mashed potatoes, mixed veggies, cornbread, and fruit cocktail. Marshall County Health Department will feature flu shots Tuesday at the Frankfort City Hall from 9 to 10 a.m. and at the library in Vermilion, 10:30 until 11:15. Check of his school calendar, Marysville parent-teacher conferences at the junior-senior high school.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
Bring your appetite to the CJ Express stores in Marysville. Beer Rocks return for lunch in October, Monday through Friday. The West location still has the spicy Bulldog Pizza to warm you up. Make dinner easy with Hunt Brothers Pizza Specials. Monday Madness gets you a dollar off pizzas, and you can beat the clock on Thursday. Then get chicken and pizza with the Chiefs Game Day Special. Feed your autumn appetite with CJ Express.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Quite the low pressure system that moved across the central and upper parts of the Midwest brought some very gusty conditions. It looks like just a little bit breezy for today, and then those winds will die down. We'll see quiet weather as we head through the day, continuing into tonight. Our next system will make its way across the central parts of the Midwest as we head into Wednesday and Thursday. A little bit of cloud cover. Some areas could see a little bit of some rain. Otherwise, temperature-wise, we're going to see some warm temperatures, but then cooling down as we head towards the end of the week. So looking at the forecast for this Tuesday, mostly sunny skies and breezy. We'll see highs in the upper 50s, lower 60s. Wind gusts as high as 35 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, then increasing clouds will drop down to around 40. For tomorrow, blend of clouds and sun, warmer temperatures, highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow night, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, mid to upper 30s. And that's a look at your summary and forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October 67, the average low 44. Sunset this evening 6:37, sunrise in the morning at 7:38.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Could the Jets pin a loss on the undefeated Patriots? Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The New York Jets had no answer for the 6-0 Patriots. New England's defense forced Jets quarterback Sam Darnold to throw four interceptions. He also lost a fumble. Patriots' Sony Michel kept New York silent.
Watson motions left to right from the eye. Roberts in front of Michel takes the handoff and runs it to the right. And Sony Michel with a lunge dives in for his third touchdown of the night as New England adds to its lead.
The call on WBZ, the Patriots won 33-0. It's the first time the Jets were shut out since December of 2017. Tom Brady was 31-45 for 249 yards with a touchdown and an interception. After the match, Brady was asked by ESPN how it felt to be 7-0.
Just happy we won. Seven wins doesn't get you anything in the NFL.
Patriots face the Browns this coming Sunday. Cleveland is coming off the bye week and currently on a two-game losing streak. This is ABC Sports. Tonight, World Series Game 1. The Houston Astros go head-to-head against the Washington Nationals in the Fall Classic. Astros starter Garrett Cole shared who he thinks will be a key player in the World Series.
I think in the center of the lineup, it starts with Anthony Rendon being the tone setter. A really special talent, probably a generational talent. We'll have to see how it all plays out. But if it goes as expected, he'll probably end up, in the Hall of Fame.
This is the Astros' second World Series appearance in the last three seasons, the first for the Nationals. The NBA season opens tonight. The Clippers face the Lakers without one of their new star players. The Clippers' Paul George will miss the season opener after having surgery on both of his shoulders, slated to return sometime in November. The absence of George won't set back the Clippers. As coach Doc Rivers said, there will be no playing time cap on his other star forward when Kawhi Leonard faces LeBron James and Anthony Davis. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY.
We visit with the area coaches each evening following sports at around 5:20. Monday's spotlight on Southern and Diller O'Dell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Plus, join us for live coverage of our Game of the Week and Marysville Home and Away Games, live on KNDY.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Vice President Mike Pence spent time early this week promoting the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement while calling on Congress to pass the trade deal. Pence penned an editorial in the Arizona Daily Star promoting the trade agreement. Vice President also toured a Tyson Foods facility in Tennessee. Meanwhile, the White House said the USMCA will add more than $68 billion to the U.S. economy and create another 176,000 American jobs, including nearly 50,000 good manufacturing jobs, Pence says. He said to keep the momentum going, Congress must pass a trade deal that President Trump negotiated with Mexico and Canada. House Democrats' working group spent time in Mexico at the start of the week, focusing on enforcement of labor provisions included in the agreement. Democrats in the House negotiating with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to reach a deal they can approve. Mexico ratified the agreement this summer. Canada expected to ratify the agreement following its federal election later this month. Food worker unions announcing a lawsuit against USDA this week over the new swine slaughter modernization rule. That rule eliminates the line speed limits in pork slaughter facilities. United Food and Commercial Workers, along with other unions, filed a federal lawsuit seeking to stop the rule. Spokesperson said the increased pork plant line speed is not only a reckless giveaway to giant corporations, it puts thousands of workers in harm's way. The unions also say USDA admitted in its rule that it simply ignored the mounds of evidence that shows its actions would harm workers. The lawsuit alleges that the new rule violates the Administrative Procedures Act because it's not backed by reasoned decision-making. The group say that even at current line speed, swine slaughter and processing workers face many job risks that can lead to severe injury, illness, and death, adding there's no evidence that line speed increases can be done in a manner that ensures food and worker safety. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Producers, what do you do with your late model equipment your dealer doesn't want to give you anything on trade for or doesn't want to take it in on trade? You call New Frontier Ag, the late model equipment specialists. The guys at New Frontier Ag have years of experience selling newer equipment and know how to get you the best price possible for your equipment. If you have newer late model equipment, New Frontier Ag is your connection to premium prices. New Frontier Ag, 308-340-8989.
Good Tuesday morning. I'm Sam Stack with your latest check of agricultural news right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Congress has lots of work to do in agriculture and other areas, but impeachment and spending fights plus dwindling legislative calendar are vastly complicating the job. Two more week-long breaks between now and Christmas, possible House impeachment action around Thanksgiving, a December Senate trial, and no deals yet on spending, tax, or defense bills. Congress faces a November 21st deadline when a temporary spending extension runs out, and December 31st when some tax breaks expire, recur, or like biodiesel, already expired. And then there's the USMCA, the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, which is worth some $2 billion in new United States ag exports. We got a comment from the executive director of the American Farm Bureau, Dale Moore.
Whatever else is going on in Congress, whether it's, you know, the impeachment inquiry, the budget process that dominates this time of the year, again, our focus and our push and our urging, encouraging to folks on Capitol Hill is let's get USMCA done.
But the reality is a toxic political climate that invites legislative hostage-taking as leverage for or against impeachment, and a legislative clock that is soonly running out. American Farm Bureau Trade Advisor Dave Salmonson gave his comments on the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement.
I think over the next few weeks, we really need to see some agreement on this implementing legislation if it's going to be presented to the Congress this fall.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy says if the trade deal is not voted on by Thanksgiving, it won't get done this year. With your latest check of agricultural news right here through the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Zeb Speck.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Egg Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Egg Ford?
Rusty Egg Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. I know farmers are in the fields cutting corn, sorghum, and soybeans and planting wheat, so if you need a truck, give me a call and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Egg Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Egg, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Egg Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry, which is agriculture, of course. We were talking yesterday about pumpkins and squash, and we've got more squash and pumpkin talk today, and maybe even a little bit about your geraniums after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Yesterday, our gardening expert Jim Fazell was telling us that pumpkins are both a fruit and a vegetable, and also they're part of the squash family.
And in addition to that, on these summer squashes are the standard orange pumpkins. These would be like New England pie pumpkin, which is a small 5-pound, or the jack-o'-lanterns, which are between 10 and 15 pounds. Now, a lot of what we find in the pumpkin patches are the Connecticut Field or Howden Field pumpkins, and these are the ones that are in the 15 to 25 or even 30-pound category that people really like to get for carving. And the exotic pumpkins like the Cinderella Coach pumpkins and so forth are in that category. Then we have the winter squash. This is Cucurbita moschata, harvested when they're mature, including things like butternut and acorn squash, and commercial pumpkins. Commercial pumpkins, the ones that you get in the can at the supermarket, are Dickinson Field or Buckskin pumpkins, which are grown for the pulp, not for jack-o'-lanterns, and they're brown. They're not orange. They look like big, nasty-looking footballs out in the field. They're not something you'd want to take and carve for your Halloween jack-o'-lantern. Then we have the big winter squash, which are Cucurbita maxima. This would be things like Hubbard squash. Many of us are familiar with that. And the giant pumpkins. These are the pumpkins of the biggest pumpkin contests. Now, incidentally, this is where you have a little bit of a mix-up in whether it's a squash or a pumpkin. If it's green, and a lot of them are big and they go to the contest, but they haven't ripened yet, they're considered squash, so they can weigh them anyway. If they've turned yellow, they're considered pumpkins. And varieties would be things like Big Macs or Atlantic Giant. But actually, the people that grow these for competition collect their own seed. They do some hybridizing and so forth to get the biggest pumpkins. And actually, if you look at the kinds of pumpkins across the country and see what the records are, especially in New England where they do a good job of this, there are some pumpkins that come in for weighing that weigh up to 3/4 of a ton. That's a big pumpkin. Certainly wouldn't want to use it for carving. But for carving, the Peepo makes a good one. That's the little one, the pie pumpkin. You can paint them, and if you don't cut them up, you can just wash the paint off or peel them, and you can use those for pies as well. And for cooking, you can use the regular pie pumpkins or squash pumpkins. But Hubbard squash makes excellent pumpkin pie, probably as good as any. It's kind of a creamy pumpkin, pulp that you get from it works very well. So they're squash unless you call them pumpkins. What can I say?
Well, Jim's got a lot more to say, including about geraniums, which he'll do tomorrow. Back after this.
Bad weather, low market prices, high operating expense. Farming can be a stressful business. Over time, that stress can become toxic, even leading to depression. Symptoms of depression can include social withdrawal, change in sleeping and eating, and prolonged sadness. If you are experiencing these symptoms, reach out for help. High Plains Mental Health Center is here for you. Visit hpmhc.com today.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, sunny and breezy, around 60, wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, increasing clouds, lower 40s with calm winds. For tomorrow, we'll have partly sunny skies, mid-60s. Winds will be from the southwest between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, the mid-30s. As into Thursday, isolated chances of rain, showers, cloudy skies, around 50, and Thursday night, partly cloudy. Right now, it's 41.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Patrick Mahomes back in the Kansas City Chiefs practice facility yesterday, going through some extensive pool therapy and other rehabilitation exercises on his injured right knee. That alone was a good sign for the reigning league MVP. Mahomes dislocated the patella in the knee while sneaking for a first down in last week's win over Denver. But what initially looked to be a rather serious injury is appearing less severe by the day, particularly after an x-ray taken at the stadium and an MRI taken Friday came back negative. The Michigan State Spartans can now add another milestone to their list. They are number one in the AP's top 25 men's college basketball preseason poll for the first time in program history. The Spartans topped 60 of 65 ballots in voting released yesterday, easily outdistancing number two Kentucky and number three KU. Mid-America Network Sports.
For the best certified seed wheat service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, LevaGrain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, America is the largest full-service truck center between Wichita and Salina in central Kansas. Truckers in the know already know, and ag people from miles around know they can turn to MJ's Truck Repair for repair and parts for their tractors, combines, and hay equipment. New construction types, listen up. Skid steers, backhoes, forklifts, bulldozers, and payloaders. MJ's of Mound Ridge is also your construction equipment parts and repair headquarters. Find MJ's on the web at mjstruckrepair.com.
Baseball's Fall Classic underway this evening.
Gerrit Cole gets the ball when the Houston Astros host Max Scherzer and the Washington Nationals in Game 1 of the World Series tonight. Cole is 19-0 in his last 25 starts, including three postseason wins. Scherzer said on Monday he knows it'll be tough.
You just know you got to come out there and you're going to be throwing up zeros, and you know, you got to try to match the intensity from the opponent. And Cole's had a terrific year, so obviously it's going to be one heck of a challenge.
Tonight marks Washington's first World Series appearance in 86 years. Dating back to the days of the old Washington Senators. Meanwhile, the Astros are going for their second World Series title in the last 3 years. I'm TJ Coutini.
The NFL from last night, the New England Patriots routed the New York Jets 33-0. On tap in Kansas, it'll be the Oklahoma Sooners at Kansas State Saturday at 11 o'clock. The KU Jayhawks take on the Texas Tech Red Raiders at 6 p.m. Both games played at home. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Valley Heights volleyball team went 5-0 in the TVL tournament Saturday, capturing the league title. Valley Heights won their pool by defeating Donovan West, Hanover, and Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde finished second in pool play. In pool number two, Centralia defeated Washington County, Wetmore, and Frankfort. Wetmore was second in the pool. Centralia defeated Clifton Clyde and Valley Heights beat Wetmore in the semifinal matches, and Valley Heights defeated Centralia for the tournament championship. Clifton Clyde beat Wetmore for third place. In the silver division, Axel finished first, Blue Valley Randolph second, Lynn third, Onega fourth, and Troy fifth. Postseason play begins today. Centralia is the top seed in the Axel Regional and will get a first-round bye. They will face the winner of 4-seed Donovan West and 5th-seed Axel. 2nd-seed Wetmore will play Troy, and 6th-seed Onega will play 3-seed Valley Falls. In the Frankfort Regional, top seed Clifton Clyde will play the winner of 4-seed Pike Valley and 5th-seed Lynn. And Frankfort, the number 2 seed, will play 7-seed Washington County, and 3rd-seed Hanover will play 6-seeded Blue Valley Randolph. Valley Heights will play in their sub-state tournament in Brookville, and Marysville will play in their sub-state tournament in Seneca, both on Saturday.
Wildcat fans, your K-State volleyball team hosts KU in the Sunflower Showdown at 6 p.m. this Wednesday, October 23rd. Wildcat 4-packs are available for just $38 and include 4 GA tickets and 4 $10 concession vouchers. That's a savings of $22. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get your K-State versus KU volleyball tickets today. Go Cats!
Has an early frost left you with a patch of green pumpkins? We will share some off-the-vine ripening tips on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Call today.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 22nd, the 295th day of the year.